This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Nitin Sawhney. Nitin Sawhney.
6 Music.
Thank you.
get back. I'm off my jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. Don't give me that too good, good bullshit. I'm in a high fidelity, first class traveling section. I think I need a legit.
Hi, you're listening to Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on Six Music. And you can hear me on my own show tomorrow night with Nitin Sawhney Spins the Globe at 10 p.m. on BBC Radio 2. And that'll be our second show of the current new series. So we started off there with Elbow and Grounds for Divorce from their album Seldom Seen Kid from 2008, which won the Mercury Prize. And after that, you heard Pink Floyd's Money from Dark Side of the Moon. And I'd be very happy if I could make a track as good as that from clinking together coins, tearing paper and using a ringing cash register. The next track's from one of my heroes, Fela Kuti with Water No Get Enemy.
Thank you. below my low. If you want go wash, now what are you going to use? To pa fe se be o mi lo ma lo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? To be bang bona o mi le ra re o. If your head de hot, now what are you cool on? To mo bang dagba o mi lo ma lo. If your child de grow, what are him go use? If water kill your child, now what are you go use? No, no, no. Tell me back, mama, why oh, me not do my low. Cause someone to the shake, oh, my low me, oh, nothing without water. Cause someone to the shake, oh, my low me, oh, me, you love.
Water,
you
know,
oh, me, you love.
Fela Kuti with Water No Get Enemy from an album I can't actually mention on daytime radio, but it was a fantastic one. And of course, he's the Nigerian master of Afrobeat who married 27 women on the same day in 1978. This next track's from a very good friend of mine, Imogen Heap, Hide and Seek.
Where are we? What the hell is going. The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet, sinking feeling. Spin me round again and run. Stop to hold their heads heavy. Hide and seek. Trains and sewing machines. Sweeping insensitivity of this still alive. Hide and seek. Trains and soaring machine. You'll catch me around here. What you say, that you only meant well, cause you did, what you say, that it's all for the best, cause it is, what you say, that it's just what we need, you decided this, what you say, what did she say? Escape falling at your mouth. Mid-sweet talk news. People were cut. Speak no feeling. No, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You don't care a bit. You don't care a bit. Escape falling at your mouth. Mid-sweet talk news. People were cut out. Speak no feeling. No, I don't believe you.
That was Imogen Heap with Hide and Seek from her second album, Speak for Yourself.
Six Music. Six Music Recommends is a new place where we can share more of the music that's either on the periphery of pop or could even be the future of it.
An hour of brand new music.
A window into our future obsessions.
We're a place for people to share and discover new music.
With Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, Tom Ravenscroft and myself, Steve Lamack.
Six Music Recommends.
There's so much music out there, you need a few people who can make sense of it and sort through it.
We're here to showcase the finest new music from every corner of our alternative world.
Beautiful music of every texture and genre.
Discovering new music, that's what it's all about.
Monday to Thursday nights from midnight.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Nitin Sawhney.
Recently I've been listening a lot to Emiliana Torini, who's an Icelandic singer. This track's from her album Fisherman's Woman, which came out in 2005 on Rough Trade. You may have heard her voice on Gollum's song from Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. And she also wrote, apparently, a Kylie Minogue song called Slow. This is Today Has Been Okay.
You hear the seasons pass me by. I know we were not new, that loved like me and you. All the same, I miss you. Today has been. Lost his son. He's known by all in town. He found him with another son of God. Feeding on the prayer. Never mind what God said. Love had lost its cause, and I thought today had been okay. just burned your skin. The lovely air is so thin. The salty waters underneath your feet. No one's gone.
Emiliana Torini, Today Has Been Okay. The next track is the title track from Agnes Obel's Sophomore album released last year. She's a Danish singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, and she opened for classical pianist Einaudi at last year's iTunes Festival at the Roundhouse. This is Agnes Obel, Aventine. Agnes Obel, Aventine. You're listening to Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on 6 Music, and here's the news.
6 Music. This is BBC Radio.
6 Music.
The BBC News at 2:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. 25 countries are now helping in the search for a Malaysian passenger jet that's been missing for more than a week. The authorities are asking for more radar and satellite data from countries along the possible flight path from Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia's Transport Minister, Hishamuddin Hussein, said the level of cooperation was unprecedented. I'm Sorry, I don't seem to be able to bring you that piece of audio, but I'll carry on with a summary. Voting is taking place in Crimea, where the mostly Russian population are deciding whether to leave Ukraine. The referendum has been organized by Crimea's new pro-Moscow administration in response to the toppling of President Yanukovych by pro-West activities. Ukraine's new deputy foreign minister, Danilo Lubkivsky, told Sky News that the referendum was illegitimate.
Definitely, we do not recognize it. Speaking about the tensions between Ukraine and Russia, we tell Russia to stop this madness. Because everything which is going on right now in the Crimea, it looks like an orchestrated coup d'etat with an aim to have the Russia-controlled land.
The Syrian government says it's recaptured the town of Yarmouk, a rebel stronghold on the Lebanese border, but opposition sources dispute the claim. Yarmouk is the only remaining border town through which the rebels can receive vital supplies from Lebanon. The Chancellor, George Osborne, has said a new garden city with 15,000 homes is to be built at Ebbsfleet in Kent. He's also said the government's Help to Buy scheme for newly built homes will be extended until the end of the decade. The first Formula One Grand Prix of the season in Australia has been won by Germany's Nico Rosberg in a Mercedes. His British teammate Lewis Hamilton retired with engine trouble after three laps. The Australian Daniel Ricciardo lost his second place because he'd breached rules on fuel consumption. That's Six Music News. Your next update's at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Nitin Sawhney.
On BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
This is Nitin Sawhney.
Hi, and welcome back to Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on 6 Music. And you just heard John Hopkins with We Disappear from last year's Immunity album, which is one of the most talked about and well-received records of the year. He's also worked with the likes of Brian Eno and Imogen Heap in the past, and he remixed and co-wrote some of Imogen's songs. After that, you heard the lead singer of Sigur Rós, Jonsi, with Go Do. That was from his debut solo album, although he's released music outside Sigur Rós before with his partner Alex Summers. Next up is a quartet led by Padman Newsome and Bryce Desner, who's better known as the guitarist from The National. This is from their fifth album, The Creatures in the Garden of Lady Walton, and it's their first to include singers who happen to include Sufjan Stevens and Shara Warden, otherwise known as My Brightest Diamond. This is Clogs, I Used to Do. That was Clogs, I Used to Do. I absolutely love the next artist, Bon Iver. This track's from his debut album, For Emma, Forever Ago, which was recorded in isolation in his shed in Wisconsin. He's just finished work producing the newest album by the Blind Boys of Alabama called I'll Find a Way. This is Bon Iver, Flume. ¶¶ Bonnie Bear, Flume.
Six Music.
Welcome to the BBC introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes every week by some of the finest artists you've never heard of. A big part of my passion for this is the fact that I was 30 years on the road as a recording artist myself. I banged at the doors of the BBC because if the BBC didn't play you on the radio, nobody would ever get to hear your music. BBC Introducing turns that on its head. It lets down the ladder to the people who don't have insider contacts or a plugger. All you have to be is good. Music that just smacks you around the ears. If we like it, we play it. The BBC Introducing Mixtape.
With Tom Robinson.
Six Music.
Supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians.
Download it now at the Six Music website.
You're listening to Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on Six Music. One of the most exciting sounds of recent years on the club scene came from William Bevan, otherwise known as Burial. He went to the same school in Putney as Fortet and Hot Chip, and this is from Untrue, his second album, Burial, Ghost Hardware.
Not inside me.
You're listening to Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on Six Music. That was Burial, Ghost Hardware. I was lucky enough to actually witness the next two artists recording this song, dedicated to their late father, Pandit G. Ravi Shankar. This is Anishka Shankar featuring Norah Jones, Unsaid.
My heart speaks.
soul I came. I walked in love and not in shame. Hearts can speak when lips can't. There's more. I lost my chance. Were there things I should? Was left unsaid. I see you, maybe left unsaid. I don't know what was said.
Absolutely sublime. And I was lucky enough to watch that being recorded as I was producing the album in New York. And of course, it's about Anushka and Nora's father, the late Panditji Ravi Shankar, who is a legendary sitarist and a truly wonderful man. I first came across the next artist in the Fernando Morales film, City of God, where he played Knockout Ned. And I thought he was fantastic in that. But then when I heard he was a great singer as well, I had to go and check him out. I went to the Roundhouse. And I saw him performing with Giles Peterson hosting and presenting the show. He was absolutely amazing. This is Sue George with his version of Life on Mars.
Quando as coisas do coração não consegue compreender e a mente não faz questão e nem tem forças para obedecer, quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá a sua língua. Então vem, quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar pra idle my life on Mars. Muitas coisas do coração não consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
This is Nitin Sawhney
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
You may have heard my interview last week with Nelson Mandela on my show Nitin Sawhney Spins the Globe, which came out last Monday, but you can still hear it on BBC iPlayer. Tracy Chapman performed this song at the Nelson Mandela 70th birthday tribute concert at Wembley Stadium to help raise awareness of Mandela's imprisonment during apartheid. This is from her eponymous album released in 1988. Tracy Chapman, Fast Car.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves, still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Just take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. One of my all-time favourite artists and someone I had on rotation during my university years is John Martin. Recently, I was privileged enough to work with Alan Thompson, who was his bass player for 29 years, and he absolutely blew me away as a guitarist. This is John Martin, The Easy Blues, from Solid Air.
All I'm gonna rise from my grave for ya. Sweet
You're listening to Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on Six Music. That was John Martin, The Easy Blues, a man who I was very, very privileged to work with on one of my albums many years ago, and who I hung out with in Chicago, was the American guitarist Terry Callier, who died of throat cancer in 2012. This is taken from Timepiece, the album that was released on Giles Peterson's label Talking Loud. What I love about this track is how he really gets across the concept of storytelling. The lyrics are so gorgeous on this record. Lazarus Man, Terry Callier.
Now I met a young man on the skeleton coast. He was out on his feet, pale as a ghost. I asked him his name, he said, Lazarus, man. I come to this country from a faraway land. I can't quite remember the last time I was on shore. Could have been 12 years, might have been more. But I've seen tribulation, it's troubled my mind. I can't quite remember what I've come here to find. And it's wind on the ocean, rain on the land. 3 drops of water, 1 grain of sand. I tell you the story as quick as I can. I got nothing but time. Lazarus, man.
Lazarus Man, Terry Callier. So those who listened to my BBC Two radio series, Nitin Sawhney Spins the Globe, will have heard on the last series my collaboration with Baseka Koyati. Based in Mali, he's one of the foremost Ngoni players in the world, which is a kind of lute type of instrument, and I absolutely love playing with him. He was so open and such a great musician to work with. This is a track that I did with him for the last series, Baseka Koyati and me, Blues Africa.
Yeah.
That was Baseka Koyate with an exclusive collaboration with myself, Blues Africa.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
I'd been threatening to do a radio show for a long time, all my life. I kind of held out until the BBC offered me these really good shots over the holidays.
This is Iggy Pop.
Once I listened back to him and heard all the music all at once and just thought, wow, that felt really good. And people were kind about
it. Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to continue with our show.
These two things together made me want to do more. I feel frighteningly overwhelmed about doing 32 shows. It's kind of like looking up a mountain, but I'm ready to bite it off a dog biscuit at a time.
Iggy Pop.
This afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Nitin Sawhney
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Years ago, I was lucky enough to curate a show at Bristol's Colston Hall, which featured Goldfrapp and also the next artist's Cinematic Orchestra. They blew me away then, and they still do. This is the Cinematic Orchestra, To Build a Home.
By the cracks of his skin, I climb to the top. I climb the tree to see the world. When the gods came around to blow me down, held on as tightly as you held. Thank you.
That was the Cinematic Orchestra to Build a Home, and this is the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The BBC News at 3:30. I'm Claire Runacres. Malaysia is appealing for more radar and satellite data from more than two dozen countries as it tries to pinpoint the location of the missing passenger plane that disappeared more than a week ago. The transport minister said investigators were focusing on two possible routes that the plane may have taken. They're also looking into the backgrounds of the crew and passengers on board. An air accident investigator, David Gleave, said turning off the communications equipment would have taken specialist knowledge.
It requires either a great deal of research and preferably some electrical engineering background, or alternatively a good flight operations background. So yes, it's likely to be a pilot or an avionics engineer or somebody in the trade within aviation has certainly leaked how to do this.
Voting in the referendum in Crimea is said to be brisk, with more than 50% of ballots already cast as people decide whether the region should join Russia or remain within Ukraine but with greater autonomy. However, a significant number of people say they're boycotting the event. Our correspondent Ben Brown is at a polling station.
President Putin of Russia has been talking to the German Chancellor Angela Merkel on the phone and insisted to her that this referendum, despite the condemnation from around the world that he said it is legal and complies with international law.
The Chancellor, George Osborne, has announced that a new garden city will be built at Ebbsfleet in Kent. The site's already being built on, but it will be expanded to include 15,000 new homes. Mr. Osborne also said the government's Help to Buy scheme for newly built homes would be extended. A 15-year-old girl who went missing from her home in Rotherham on Wednesday has been found in Ireland. A man in his 20s is due to appear in court in County Leash this afternoon. The Winter Paralympic Games are drawing to a close in Sochi, with the host country Russia at the top of the medals table with 30 Paralympic golds, followed by Germany with 9 and Canada with 7. Great Britain are 10th with 1 gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze medal. That's Six Music News. I'm back with more at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
This is Nitin Sawhney. This is Nitin Sawhney
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
Hi, this is Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on 6 Music. And tomorrow I've got my own show on BBC Radio 2 at 10 p.m. called Nitin Sawhney Spins the Globe. In these shows, I collaborate with artists from all over the place. In tomorrow's show, I'm going to be collaborating with Marla, who's got his own label, Deep Medi Music. The first track you heard was from A Taste of Struggle, who are a duo signed to Marla's label with What I Need. And after that, you heard the incredible R&B and soul legend, D'Angelo, with Feel Like Making Love from his second album, Voodoo. Next up, we've got one of my all-time favourite singers and musicians, who Jeff Buckley called his Elvis. This is the Massive Attack remix of Must Must by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Must Must. You're listening to Nitin Sawhney sitting in for Guy Garvey on Six Music. This is Tanari Wen with Claire Achill. Clara Chell from Tanara Wen's third breakthrough album, Aman Iman.
My show, The Freak Zone, I think is unique because we play the music that other radio shows don't play. It's 2 hours every Sunday in which I might play anything from obscure 1970s public information film music to horror film soundtracks to free jazz, death metal. anything that is on the wider shores of music, the experimental, the neglected. I want you to never know what's coming next. Rock back on your heels and go, wow, what is this? You might not love every note of every piece that you hear in the Freak Zone, but I think you'll find that it's a bracing and exhilarating ride through lots of genres of music.
This is Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Tonight from 8 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
You're listening to Nitin Sawhney sit in for Guy Garvey on 6 Music. This Austrian duo once did a remix for me of one of my tracks, and I absolutely love their work. They've reworked a lot of classic songs, including in this case the ballad Blue Moon. This is Kruden Dorfmeister with High Noon. Dorfmeister, High Noon. Coming up next is Iggy Pop's new show, and this week's theme is Preachers and Seers. After that, you'll hear Tom Robinson celebrating Iggy Pop's work, and next week in Guy's slot, it's Green Gart Side from Skritti Palissy. You can hear me on my own show on BBC iPlayer, Nitin Sawhney Spins the Globe, tomorrow evening at 10 p.m. on BBC Radio 2. I have to say I've really enjoyed playing you all of these tracks, and particularly this last one, which is one of my all-time favourites. This is the opener from the seminal 1971 album of the same name, and this was written at a time when Marvin Gaye was struggling with depression, addiction, and many other issues. But the lyrics still feel as relevant today as ever. This is Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love. Signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Exactly.